Now, Simon, I think you and I are the only ones that have seen this, and this is the one that I've been asking because I'm curious where it is on yours, but my number six is Arctic Dogs.
Oh, don't worry. It's higher.
Yeah, I know. It's basically a save the environment kind of story, terrible looking animation that kind of rivals Norm of the North for how ugly it looks. The story's terrible. It's boring. No laughs. And the most baffling thing about this is that it cost $60 million to make. And I can't think of, I'm not good at thinking of things that would be a better use of money.
I can, burning for heat.
There's so much, help the forest fires in Australia, right? Help do anything with $60 million other than make this film.
Give it to Kevin.
Yeah, he'll do much better with it, actually.
Okay, my turn. My number five is Ugly Dolls.
Number six, right?
Number six.
Oh, sorry. My number six is Ugly Dolls.
Okay.
Oh, my God. So effing boring. At least with Wonder Park, I thought there might be some imagination. There's no imagination in this film. It's about dolls being ugly. And they live in an ugly town with ugly dolls.
And they don't know they're ugly. Huh?
And they don't think they're ugly. And then they finally figure out there's a world up there. So they get up there, and the guy that runs it tells them they're ugly. That's why they're in Uglyville. They're reject dolls.
Mm.
So they never get to be adopted. And that's the whole film.
And it's a musical, too. So
it's a musical.
Kill you a bit more. Yeah, and Nick Jonas plays the villain, and he sounds like Bruno Mars half the time.
You're correct. Yeah. You've seen this? Have you, Dad?
Yeah, I have, but it should have made my bottom 10, but I just hated more movies than it.
Oh, God. We have used to have a person on the show tell me I don't have a warm and fuzzy feeling in my tummy. Well, I always take my kids and I let them watch these with me just to see if I'm wrong. And when they leave, I know they should be on my list.
Yeah. Yeah, I gave this a 25 out of 100 or whatever. So that's probably a zero for you, Simon.
I gave it a one. I don't think I gave a film a zero this year.
Yeah, so yeah, your one is my 25.
There you go. Yeah. Ugly Dolls, Doug. You want to subject somebody to some pain? Put this one on. Singing
for hours.
For an hour and hour 20, hour 25 probably.
And then play it again.
And then play it again.
Alright, well, I guess it's my number five is... what is my number five? Oh, it's Pokemon Detective Pikachu.
Oh, come on. It wasn't... It was bad.
It was bad. It was really stupid. You know what? I don't care about Pokemon at all, so I have no interest in it. And it was the kid from Jurassic Park, the last Jurassic Park, as the lead. And he's not very good. And he's looking for his dad, Ryan Reynolds, who is the voice of Pikachu, and Pikachu is okay. He had some funny moments. It's Ryan, and the charm of it isn't entirely in Ryan Reynolds. But the movie itself was just garbage. I was bored silly the entire time.
What's the guy from Indiana Jones? Shortcut?
Short Round? Short Round.
Couldn't he have played this character 20 years ago?
Sure.
It would have fit in perfectly. Do it time for love, Dr. Jones.
Yeah, the lead, by the way, is Justice Smith.
Yeah, he sings.
You know, if you're going to make a Pokemon movie live action, why not just do Ash and the story of collecting Pokemon? And instead of Ryan Reynolds. I mean, it was a joke on the internet. Ryan Reynolds is going to be Pikachu. And everyone's like, yeah, that's funny. And then the next thing you know, it's a real thing. And it's like, really? I mean, it's a joke. It's a one-note thing. And they've managed to crank this into a two-hour rambling narrative of this weird world where Pokemon and humans coexist, and I didn't care.
Lies
there, too.
Yeah, again, when I talk about this year's movies again, so I'm just disappointment. It's not, terrible. It's not an unwatchable movie. It's just not interesting.
It's so I fell asleep three times watching it. I had to rewatch it continuously.
Yeah.
So I kept falling asleep. I was just bored.
Yeah. It's way more forgettable than it should be. Like,
right.
I don't hate it, but it's just not a... It's 5 out of 10 for me, I think.
I
give it a 3.
Okay, that's
something.
So, let us know, Kevin, when you start hating the movies on your list.
All right.
Okay. But no, I think it's a good pick anyway. Sorry, Doug.
No problem. My number 5, there's not much more else to say. It's Hellboy. so far... 3 out of the 4 of us have picked it.
It's not on my list.
I'll just say my disappointment in this comes from Neil Marshall. excuse me. He made The Descent, which is one of my favorite horror films. The first half of that just was so claustrophobic and just freaked me out so much before the monsters even got involved. I thought it was extraordinary, tense filmmaking, and then his return to the movies after TV was this just horrible piece of crap.
I've never seen The Descent or heard of it.
Oh, it's good.
The Descent is good. I recommend it. It if you're claustrophobic, maybe don't watch it, but
I'll watch it anyway.
Yes. It's 2006, I think. It's like a cave diving thing. It's very good.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys watched this one. I think I was the only one that saw it, but my number 5 is Tall Girl.
I did not see it. I was going to watch it, and I never did.
It's a Netflix movie. So 2 Netflix movies on my bottom 10. I think there was 2 on my top 10. Anyway. It's a bad fucking movie. The main character is 6'1" high school junior, and she pretty much opens the movie by saying, "I'm a high school junior wearing size 13 Nikes, man, size 13 Nikes, beat that." And she just thinks she has a lot of adversity because she's really tall, and she gets made fun of it.
Sounds riveting. I should tune in.
It's terrible. And I'd say more about it, but I don't have enough time.
My number 5 is a film me and Dan both loved equally, Serenity.
Which one?
Serenity.
Oh.
Oh, my God. This film is so bizarre. Me and the kid that runs the video game, and his dad's really dead. Matthew McConaughey's having sex with his mom, and the kid's running in charge of all this. And then he wants to kill his stepdad, so he has Matthew McConaughey in the game. Oh my God. Confusing. To no end. I think the reconnaissance is officially over.
Well, you know, I despise the first hour because it makes no sense, but I had fun with the second half just because it's almost so bad it's kind of good.
No.
It's the twist is so ridiculous. Like, I think that's what, like, I was laughing because of the twist, and it lets you in on the joke, but it, don't get me wrong, it's a very, very bad movie. And the way they play it, like, the ending should be very sad, but I was just laughing my ass off.
Fair enough. I hated it. Absolutely hated this film.
Yeah, I didn't give it a good score, but, like, I think I laughed enough that it's almost so bad it's good, but it's still very bad. But, no, it's a good pick. It's a good pick.
Thanks. I'll take it.
Sorry.
All right, number 4. So this one really surprised me considering the cast involved with it. But I loathed this movie. It was boring. The effects weren't that great. And it was Men in Black International.
It's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Hemsworth and Liam Neeson and the actress
Tessa Thompson.
Yeah. This was not good. It was just not interesting. And it kind of just meanders along. There's flashback sequences. And, you know, Tessa Thompson kind of plays this smug person that is aware that Men in Black exists, and she kind of forces her way in to become an agent. And it just was not, like, I don't know what to say other than
it's crap.
Just a complete waste of time.
You're good, Kev. I'm with you.
Yeah, very close to making my list.
My number four is Pet Sematary. The original film was not a classic by any means, but this new version, just with the changes it made to the novel, just fell so flat to me. I did not like it. I thought the ending was particularly atrocious. And come on, nobody's going to beat Herman Munster as the neighbor.
I'm yeah,
Lithgow's just exposition fairy here.
Yes,
he likes to chew.
Yeah, I read the book after the movie. But yeah, I haven't seen the original. I want to.
I have.
Yeah, not a lot of the life to it.
Still
learning. Okay, so I think I've entered the part of my list where I'm the only one that I've seen these four, but. My number four is a movie called After.
I've seen it.
You have?
I have seen After, yes.
Yeah, it's based on the One Direction fan fiction.
Oh, is that, I don't remember it. Yeah. I do remember. I didn't even make my list. I remember seeing it. Did you mention it? I'm like, yeah, I've seen After.
Yeah, it's
I don't
terrible.
Remember anything about it. Not a thing.
It's basically 50 Shades of Grey, but for young adults.
Okay, I do not remember
any
of it.
I was looking online, and people said there was a big twist, but I'm just going to spoil it. The big twist is the fact that this guy that gets her to fall in love with him, he made her fall in love with him for a dare.
I honestly do not remember the film.
Wow.
Didn't even make my top 10. I've forgotten I've seen it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, you know, if you remembered it, if you saw it, like, 2 months ago, like I did, it probably would have. Or maybe I lose sense of time with bad movies, but it's a very, very bad one.
Okay, my number four is a film I couldn't even give you a plot for because I didn't understand it. Goldfinch. I don't understand it. I could give you a plot if I wanted to. 3 hours, and I do not understand what I watched. It flashes forward, it flashes back, it goes down weird side paths, don't get wrapped up. I couldn't even tell you how the film ends. I didn't understand it. How we got here. So after watching 3 hours, I have no answers for you because I didn't understand it. I literally logged on to Wiki to figure it out. I'm like, I still do not understand what that is not what I watched. What was on the Wikipedia page? Goldfinch, it made no sense to me. Zero.
Yeah, I still have to watch this one, but I've heard very mixed opinions about it. Yeah, sorry, I can't add anything on this one.
Oh, okay, number three, What Men Want.
Oh, that was rough.
And What Men Want is not to watch this movie. It made me want to watch the Mel Gibson movie to cleanse my palate, because the Mel Gibson movie is actually kind of funny
it
and refreshing.
Is funny.
And this movie is not. And that's all I can say.
Well, all I can say is Taraji P. Henson is not a lead. Stop making her one. She can't do it.
No.
And that's the problem.
I like this better than Little, like that other body swapping one.
I could have made my list.
It's not. Not a good movie. Yeah.
Okay. All right. My number three is Godzilla, King of the Monsters. I didn't think I'd like a Godzilla movie less than the 2014 version. I think it came out in 2014.
Yeah.
But at least that one had interesting visuals. It was a very visual film. This one was just a CGI mess anytime there were monsters on, and the human characters were some of the worst human characters in a kaiju film. And I just didn't like that we're supposed to feel bad for Vera Farmiga at the end. She's a terrorist who killed millions of people. Fuck her. Let her die.
Exactly.
That's true. Okay, sorry. Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's nothing more to say.
No, yeah. Fucking terrorists. my number three is, it's called Lucky Day. It's, directed by Roger Avery, the guy that did stories for Pulp Fiction. He got a stories by credit on that one. He kind of tries to make his own Pulp Fiction here. In a day in the life of crime, he breaks into safes, whatever that word is.
Brief cracker.
Okay. sorry, my train of thought is going off. This Crispin Glover is an assassin that wants revenge, and he has a terrible French accent.
Yeah, now I know the movie you mean.
Yeah, and Nina Dobrev has a terrible French accent too, but it's just plotless because...
Wait, Nina Dobrev's in this?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Peter Dunk.
The whole movie is him getting revenge on the main character Red, and he doesn't even cross paths with him until like an hour 10 into an hour 40 movie. So it's just a lot of pointless shit, like going around town doing absolutely nothing. I hate it very much. Oh. Like if I didn't see the next two movies on my list, this is very, very worst movie of the year.
What's the full name of the movie again? Lucky something or
Lucky Day? Lucky Day.
Okay.
Okay. My number three is a film that I've only met one person that actually liked. It's Cats. this is beyond watchable. Just like watching a high school production with lots of money put into it. It looks like a soundstage, the whole film. The Cats do, I see people that shouldn't be singing again, which really bugs me. Like Judi Dench and they're always licking themselves and doing weird things. And I just thought it was a piece of junk. I hate bad singing normally. I'm not a big musical fan. And when you don't ever really leave the soundstage and it looks like it's shot on a soundstage, it irked me. Cats.
Yeah.
Part of me wants to see it to see how bad it is, but I haven't quite reached that point yet where I'm going to see it.
Oh, you will. I'm going to put it on the list.
I mean, I hear it's just like a series of vignettes, right?
That are strung together. Yes. And don't
worry.
So
basically, a cat will show up, it'll sing a song, and then someone will eat them, or they'll be put out of their misery, or killed, or
don't worry, Rebel Wilson's in it. We don't know how happy I get when they see her.
Apparently, the Rebel Wilson scene where she's singing and there's cockroaches dancing, and
it's like a bad fever
dream.
I saw that on Twitter. It's very terrifying. I'm very curious to see this movie.
Oh, you guys will love it, I'm sure.
And, you know, like, the cast is not a good cast. I mean, it's like, if you ever want to see Dame Judi Dench lick herself, then there you go. And apparently some of the scenes, like, they didn't even have the right costumes. Like, she's got her human hand exposed at one point, not a cat hand, and I don't know, it was just not.
Yeah, her ring finger showing and her ring is showing, yeah. And there's Jason Derulo.
He doesn't say his name in this film.
Jason Derulo.
He doesn't say it. You're good. It
has Rebel Wilson and James Corden in it. I'm like, no, thank you.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
So I look forward to reviving drinking and watching that. But, wow. All right, I guess it's time for we're into the top two.
Yes.
And we're the bottom two, as they say.
Running short on time.
So my number two is Velvet Buzzsaw, which was a Netflix movie.
Oh, come on. It wasn't that bad.
I was trying to find something that I really did not ever want to revisit, and that was one of them.
Fair enough, but it wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't, like, loathe. Like I just said, nothing I loathe in this movie, except maybe the first movie. So that's it. A little bit much. I don't have too much to say about it. You know, like, some God needed.
I liked it. I didn't mind it at all. Into it.
Everybody has to die horribly.
I like how unique it was.
So did I.
Okay, my number two is Rambo Last Blood.
No problem with me. Terrible.
Just racist and horrible and not much else to say.
No issues for me. We discussed it on the show, so I'm fine.
I still think the ending, like the last 20 minutes are fun, but it's not a good movie. But that's me personally.
And Rambo 4 had great bloody violent action. Rambo 5 was just horrid.
Okay, I'll just watch the first four Rambos again. I think I've only seen the First Blood and the 2008 one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My number two is, I don't know if anyone's seen it, but, no one in the world has seen it, actually. It's Noah Hawley's Lucy in the Sky. It's the one about the diaper astronaut, Lisa Nowak, and the love triangle. It's pointless. And the one thing I hate the most about it is the fact that they don't even mention diapers in the movie. gonna make a movie about the diaper astronaut and you're not gonna have frickin' diapers? It makes me mad. It's just boring, it's pointless, it's awful.
And I watched so it in the theaters. Dumb.
I wanted to throw my, like I tell you, Simon, when I watch a bad movie in the theaters, I envision throwing myself down the stairs to get out of it.
Can I throw you down for making me watch this?
Did I make you watch it?
You told me to watch it. See how much I hated it. I hated it, don't worry.
Okay.
But it did make my top 10. There are films I hated more. Ah, let's go to there. Number two, Arctic Dogs.
Number two, okay.
It's not my worst favorite. Everything Dan said, but worse. It looked like a 5-year-old drew this. And wrote the plot for it. Oh, look, son's bad. We gotta write something. It's just a piece of junk.
Like a 4-year-old animated it, because a 5-year-old could actually draw between, like, inside the lines.
$60 million for voice actors. I got it. I know where the money went.
Yeah, that's true.
That's it for me.
All right. My least favorite movie. And now, again, I dodged a lot of bullets this year. I did not see Rambo. I did not see Curse of La Llorona. I have a bad movie sense that if I smell something really bad, I tend to avoid it.
You're so smart.
But I did not in the case of this movie, which I actually really do hate. And all right. It's got to be the Beach Bum.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, what a piece of shit. It's like 2 hours of this guy who is just a total hedonist, and he just stumbles his way through life, and he screws whoever he wants, snorts up whatever he wants, drinks whatever he feels like. He's like Joe Walsh's in this movie. It's like Joe Walsh's Margaritaville. The movie. It is really bad. And you know what? Of course, Snoop Dogg is in it because there's drugs in it. And so Snoop Dogg is in the cast. It's just like I don't know. It's like a bad fever dream. And it ends with him burning money in a boat. And it was just offensive to me. That his whole thing is he treats people like crap because he wants money, he has money, and then he destroys it all. It just was infuriating. So, and one of the worst performances. Of course, only Matthew McConaughey could have done that movie. You know, he just had a few drinks and then stumbled his way through a couple hours of that.
Oh, I'm with you.
Yeah. All right. That's my number one worst movie.
Okay. My number one, it's I had a number one favorite film from Netflix, and now I have a number one least favorite film from Netflix, The Two Popes.
Oh!
You got me.
It's Six Underground. I hated Six Underground. The Two Popes are fine. They're wonderful popes, but
what about six popes?
That's too many popes. 6 Underground was just horrid. I hated it from beginning to end. And the people we're supposed to root for start off by killing innocent bystanders in the beginning chase.
Oh.
It was just bad.
Hey,
I hate
don't
it.
Got hit
in the
dogs.
Way. He had the right of way.
He had the right of way.
Yeah. Yeah. No, not, it was torture. It was Michael Bay.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I don't know, the worst, the least said about Michael Bay, the better. It's just not, doesn't make good movies.
Well, my son said he was, Owen said he was watching it, and towards the end, he actually saw a scene that he swears they didn't replace the blue screen. That you actually see the blue screen on the film, and they never put anything on it. I don't want to rewatch to find out, but
no.
He says it's there.
Yeah. I'm coming around on not liking it, but I didn't hate it as much as you guys, but yeah, fair enough. Okay, this is the only movie in 2019 that I gave a zero, because it's just freaking awful. Fred Durst's The Fanatic with John Travolta.
I heard it was terrible. Everybody said it was terrible.
I knew it was, going in, I knew it was like, okay, like I'm kind of curious, because John Travolta just looks so strange in the trailer. He looks like he has a haircut from one of the guys in Grand Theft Auto 5. I don't want to say too much about it because it's so terrible, but the ending is bad. And the first line of the movie for Moose, and who wants to spend 2 hours with a guy named Moose? Like an hour and a half even. His first line of the movie is, "I can't talk too long, I gotta take a poo." It's so bad.
So to quote that classic Tropic Thunder, you never go full retard. And John Travolta goes full retard in this movie.
So stereotypical.
It's not. Yeah, it's like, so I have sort of a weird connection to this film because he wanted to promote it at Comic-Cons. So he came and he did stuff with us at Fan Expo Boston and Fan Expo Canada, and he signed autographs. And he was great with fans. He really enjoyed it. He had the experience, John Travolta. You know, he was really right in it. But, like, The Fanatic was just, I mean, I couldn't even poke my head in. People were, we did screenings there at the con. And people just walked out shaking their heads, like, what the fuck did I just watch? And I don't use that F word lightly, but it was, like, really. And Fred Durst stars in the movie at some point.
Does he?
Oh,
he's directed it.
He has the Devon Sawa and his son listen to Limp Bizkit in the car. Like, they're big fans of Limp Bizkit.
Ew.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
There are a few YouTube reviews of this movie that you have to... If you get a chance, seek them out. There's, like, just... Look for YouTube reviews of The Fanatic, and they're... They're really classic.
And he got a billboard for your consideration, right? For this?
Oh, probably, yeah.
I think Travolta thanked the Academy for even considering his performance in the Fanatic.
Because that's all he's going to get. Maybe even...
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe. It's obscure. Yeah. It's so bad.
You know, it's like the 2019 Room. Like The Room. It's just so bad.
Yeah.
It's starting to become, like Cats is starting to become a weird cult thing, but The Fanatic has that weird cult angle too, because it's just so bad.
Oh, but like, I like Two So Bad They're Bad, So Bad They're Good movies, but this is just so bad, it's really fucking bad.
So he if I remember correctly, he kills a cop on the property of the actor.
He. This is what pisses me off about the ending. He kills the housekeeper, and Devon Sawa takes the fall for it because he doesn't notice there's a freaking dead body in his backyard for 2 days. It makes no sense. It's
I find that just batshit crazy. Like,
yeah.
Anyway,
Simon, for time, but about the cult thing. That's why I see a possibility. Serenity becomes a cult favorite.
No. No, you know what's going to become a cult favorite? My number one, Charlie's Angels.
Oh, I was waiting for it.
You're the only one that braved that one.
I have never seen such bad editing or action shooting of a scene in my life. Elizabeth Banks.
Wait a second. Have you seen Captain Marvel?
I have. This is worse. I'm literally sitting there watching a scene going, who directed this? Has she ever seen an action film? I don't know what she's focusing on. And, like, you get to the good part, she cuts the scene and then gives you, the aftermath. I'm like, can we have a little bit more action here? Like, I have half a car chase scene that just sort of magically resolves itself. 30 seconds later, I'm like, where's the car chase?
Can we have that, please?
And we have punching scenes where people don't look like they're punching each other. I'm like, terribly directed. Like, absolutely one of the worst directed films I've ever seen.
Wow.
I could not believe somebody paid her to do this. It was that bad.
And you gave us a one?
I gave it a one. I could have given it a zero.
And it's crazy. Okay. She went on a big tirade in the media about Marvel movies and superhero movies.
She wasn't number one until she did that. And I said, screw you. You're getting my worst movie of the year. Shut up. I've seen your film. It is awful.
Wow.
It makes no sense. You're not going to ruin it because maybe make you guys watch this one day. The ending is so dumb.
Yeah, I still have to watch it.
You'll just be like, really? That's the ending? I want you guys to see this and just tell me if I'm crazy how bad this film is.
Okay.
Just badly directed, bad editing. It's horrible. I don't know if there's just not the footage. But I think Doug's 13-year-old kid could do a better job editing this film than what I saw. So, yeah, Charlie's Angels, my worst film of the year.
Yeah. I feel like this is kind of like Ghostbusters. That, like, I'm not saying that you did, but like some people just seem to made their mind up about it before it came out.
And I like Ghostbusters. I didn't like this.
Okay.
You know what? I saw the trailer and I thought, wow, do we really need another Charlie's Angels after the fact that they tried to do a television show that nobody watched?
I did. It was terrible.
It's like some things are just of their time. And the Drew Barrymore movies were actually pretty good, all things considered. They're not the greatest piece of work, but they're actually entertaining.
Yeah.
So, I was one of those, why does this exist? Is this just someone needed a property to revive this week?
Yeah, I think that was it. This is one of the worst films I've seen on all levels. Editing, directing, storyline, dialogue. It beat out Arctic Dogs, which I didn't think was possible.
That's true. Would it be better if Crispin Glover was there pulling someone's hair out?
Sure. Maybe if they found a dead body at some point. Oh.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Okay. That's it, guys. We're out of here.
The most disappointing thing of the year for me was learning that Slaughterhouse Rules was a 2018 movie.
Oh, I would have counted it as 2019, personally.
Yeah, because it's one I would definitely put high on my list.
Okay, we'll give you that as your number one.
Are we done?
We're done.
If they make it.
You want it.
Simon hates it.
Good night.
Night.
Right.